Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for this conference, that we have this opportunity to have a fellowship. We don't know how many opportunities we'll have, but I don't think it'll be too many, because we know the Lord is coming. And you know, when I stand here, what I want to speak about. Last conference, you say, Emma, every time when you say, you're saying something is about the coming of the Lord. And I can just tell you Philippians 3. What does Philippians 3 verse 1 say? Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to say again the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. It's not irksome for me to tiring to tell you the same, but it's maybe you think it is not that far. But the Lord says, see, I'm coming quickly. And I can tell you, not only we speak, but a lot of Christians all over the world speak about the soon return of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord showed us the time is passing fast and we will stand before Him. That's why on the outline, the point two is, when the Lord has built up Zion, He will appear in His glory. But as we heard yesterday, the question is, are we waiting on the Lord, or is the Lord waiting on you, on us? What is more? Are we more waiting, or is He more waiting? I believe He is more waiting, because it's written, when the Lord has built Zion. So He's waiting for Zion to be built, to appear in His glory. So it depends on us how fast we will bring let ourselves being perfected. Whenever we say, Lord, come back soon, it says, Toby, grow faster, then He will come. Isn't it like that? You're waiting for the Lord every day. But He's waiting for us, for all of us. But the Lord gives us a wonderful time where we live today, where He's training us. He's training us for His coming. And we wrote down signs of time, and we could speak a lot about the signs of time, but I think we all know that the time is near. And we hear Daniel 2 and the end of democracy. And we're really at the end of this whole image, the statue, at the very bottom. And the next age is what? The 10 Toth. The 10 big nations. That is the last final time. And before this time comes, we have to be prepared. Then we do not want to be in this time. This time, we want to be on the heavenly Mount Zion, on the heavenly and not on this earth. In the last conferences, we already heard a lot about signs of time. I don't think we have to repeat them all. You know, we don't want to do that. You can look at the presentations, even there in the back, there's a timeline. We made a new tract even. Are we living already in this last 7 years? We updated it. You can check it and read the most important signs of time. It's good to know it. But today, I just want to emphasize one important point that is also mentioned in the scriptures, and the whole world is talking about it. And this is the war in Iran. We see the Lord is using this situation to continue with his plan on this earth. There's so many believers that just, I mean, like real believers, they are like, whoa, why is there a war again? Why do we always have to have war? We want peace. We don't want war. Nobody wants war, that's clear. But the Lord says in Matthew 24, what did he say in Matthew 24, verse 6? You will hear from wars and rumors of wars. Do not be afraid. The whole world is scared from this war. The petrol price is going up. The fuel price is going up. Nobody can drive. I think even in Switzerland, right? Even there, the prices rise all over the world. And everybody wants to gather and prepare for shortages and what is coming. And they're afraid. They're scared of what will come. But the Lord said, do not be afraid. And he doesn't say how terrible it is that there's war are coming. He says, but it has to be like that. It has to be like that. Why? Because the Lord wants to complete his plan. The wars we see are in the plan of the Lord. Because the Lord wants to go on. Do not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass. We like peace. We are peacemakers. But remember God's plan, his eternal plan, he will fulfill. And therefore the Lord said, do not be troubled. It will come to pass. It must. These things must come. These things must come. So the war we see there is, you know, allowed by the Lord because it has to happen for the next step in Israel. And let's read something there. Jeremiah actually spoke in the last scriptures. He was speaking about a lot of nations. He was prophesying. One nation after another, over Egypt, and even all the way to Babylon. All these nations around Israel. And he gave different, if you read from 43 chapter to the end, he speaks about all these nations. And the last is Babylon, from chapter 50 on. To the end. After the judgment of Babylon is over, Jeremiah says, end are the words of Jeremiah. That's it. Done. And this is what you find in the book of Revelation. The last thing we see in Revelation in our time, in the millennium, is also Babylon. Danke. And also in the book Revelation, first is the judgment on this world in chapter 16. You know, in Revelation, it first speaks about judgment of the world. But then after that, 17 and 18, these chapters are reserved for the judgment on Babylon, the religious. And all this judgment is there very precise in detail how God will judge Babylon at the end of the Bible. And then 19 comes, so the wedding of the feast and the beginning of the millennium kingdom. So the same like Jeremiah, first the judgment on this world, the world, and then the judgment on Babylon. So, in the last conference, or some time ago, we spoke about this judgment on Babylon. We have to see this judgment is at hand, coming soon. It's a harlot. Babylon is a harlot, and it will be completely destroyed from head to toe. Nothing will be there. It will be burned with fire. Nothing will remain. The smoke will go up from eternity to eternity. But before this comes, there will be judgment on the nations, one after the other. And you can read this all in the scripture. And the last thing before Babylon, the last judgment is in chapter 49 in Jeremiah. So the last judgment, the last nation that is judged before Babylon is judged. So Jeremiah 49, the last part, in the before 50. In 50, if you start in 50, depending, it says the judgment on Babylon and Babylonia, is the 50. The word of the Lord against Babylon is chapter 50. But before, chapter 49, verse 34, he speaks to the last nation. And what is the last nation here? What does God prophesy before the judgment of Babylon? What is it? This is the word of God against Elam. The word that came to the prophet Jeremiah against Elam in the beginning of reigning of Zedekiah. And Jeremiah spoke in Zedekiah. Zedekiah, the king, he's the last king of Judah, before they were brought to Babylon. He was the last king, that's it. He went into the captivity, in the final captivity to Babylon. So when Zedekiah was still ruling, before he was taken from Nebuchadnezzar, Jeremiah had a prophecy on against Elam. So if you want to research Elam, it's very clear. Elam is in the Iran place today. It's an area. Back then there was not Iran as a country, but now it is is in the Iran part. Daniel, the prophet, he survived the Babylonian Empire, and then he was in the Persian kingdom. And he was working, and he was living in Susa. If you want to read, Susa was in the province of what? Elam. Susa was in Elam. Elam is today in Iran, in Persia, in the Persian kingdom. So the word of God, the last nation that is dealt with, is this nation. Isn't that interesting? Only this matter should show us the conflict we're seeing today, we have it in the word of God. And after that, there's not much, right? After that is Babylon the Great that is judged. But we don't want to be there, because that is in the last 3.5 years, the judgment on Babylon. So before it begins, God is judging a nation, and this nation is Elam. Iran. Only this alone has to show us which time we're living in. So I could stop here. Do you see the picture? Hans-Jürgen, how long until the judgment starts with Babylon? Do you think it's 100 more years? No. No, the time is close. It's not 100 years. So let's read. What does the Lord actually speak to Elam? Or even against Elam? Thus says the Lord, 35, the Lord of hosts. I love this. Lord of hosts. It's about war here. The Lord has his army. He's the Lord of hosts. You live in the Heerstraße. In the You're also living in this. We have a Heerstraße, the army road, and in Germany, the army palace is like the hosts. And we have two brother houses on the host street, the Lord of hosts. He has a word on Elam. It's about war. Behold, I will break the bow of Elam, his foremost of their might, the foremost of their might. I will break the bow. Well, you can see yourself what is happening in Iran these days. I will break the bow. He doesn't say the arrow. Today it's not arrows. The modern arrows are what? Rockets. Drones. These things are the, Jeremiah says arrows, but today in the modern weapons, they are rockets. Drones. These things are the, Jeremiah says arrows, but today in the modern weapons, they are rockets. What happened in the last 30 days, 33 days? From the beginning of the war, US and Israel were destroying ammunition rockets in the earth, deep in the earth or on the earth, wherever they are breaking them. They're breaking the bow. The arrows are still raining here and there. A rocket here, a rocket there. But the bases where they are shooting off is being broken. Yesterday was the talk about Trump, and Trump said, the nation of Iran, and he said, our navy is gone, air force is gone, the rockets are decimated or destroyed, they have no radar anymore. And in 32 days, the country was completely militarily destroyed. They have, the bow is broken. And it says the foremost might, the chief part of their might, their rockets. Elam is a terrorist regime, a Muslim regime that is actually against their own people. Terrorist regime, a Muslim regime that is actually against their own people. They were so happy about, were always speaking with their rockets. The rockets were their strength. And they had more rockets than any other nation in the Middle East. More rockets than Iraq or even Israel. They had the most rockets. And they said, who can go against us? Come and fight against us. We have the most rockets. We will show you a lesson. And they spoke very strong. And they spoke against Israel and the US. And then, in the shortest time, their bow was broken. Isn't that wonderful? Because the Word of God says so. It is their foremost might, the chief part of their might. And Israel, all the Iran, Elam, put all the rockets in the Middle East. They gave it to all these Hezbollah, Hamas, Houthi, to all of them. They supplied with equipment. They were paid. Right, Silas? You know. Silas from Turkey says they are the party of Satan. Is satanic. What the government there is satanic. The Muslim regime. They said to Israel, they are Satan. They're speaking about Israel and US. But this regime is actually the real problem, the real Satan. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I will break the bow of Elam. And he did that in a very short time. All the wars before, they were taking long years. Some wars are so long to break the bow, and they didn't even get it. But in this war, a few days, and all the military force was gone. And I want to... where is it? Against Elam, I will bring the four winds from the four quarters of heaven. From all the air... overnight and on the Sabbath day. Sabbath. Sabbath, all the Jews are resting. But this Sabbath didn't. They came from all the areas of the wind. All the plains. I looked, where did the... they come from... The aircraft carriers came from east and west into the Mediterranean Sea and from the east into the Red Sea. Yeah, all these planes came from all these winds and will scatter them toward all the winds. There shall be no nation where the outcasts of Elam will not go. I mean, this also happened the last 50 years. Iranians are all scattered in all the nations for the regime. They run off. And there's no people on the earth where you do not meet somebody from Iran. In Canada, I met Iranians. There's even a whole area where there are only Iranians. So they are scattered in all the nations. This is true already today. I will cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies. They didn't think that this will happen in such a short time. I will cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies and before those who seek their life. I will bring the disaster upon them, my fiery anger, my fierce anger. What does that mean? Fierce of anger. It means my burning nose, the Hebrew word, interestingly. If from your nose comes smoke out, if God's nose comes smoke out, he's really angry, I tell you. So God is angry about this regime. Why? Because they are against his people, also against Israel, like no other nation. They chant on the street, death to Israel. On the streets, death to US. Do you think God will let this? He's angry, fire, furnace anger. And he does it today through man. And today he does it even, he uses US and Israel, Israel themselves. I will send the sword and after them until I have consumed them. Until I made an end to them. Don't think it's end. What the media says. God will send the sword behind them until he made an end to them. And if you hear the answer from the president yesterday, he gave a speech, right? In the next 2-3 weeks, we will hardly go forward. We will bring them back to Stone Age, where they belong to. He said, we will bring them back to Stone Age. Yesterday, he said that in his Easter message. What Easter message is that? With other words, the sword will be sent behind them until I have consumed them. That's what God's word says. Believe in the word of God. This is written on Elam. This is not my word, right? This is what we read here from Jeremiah. And I will set my throne in Elam. Wonderful. I will set my throne in Elam. The Lord will rule from there. And it starts today. Actually, today, in this time today, in no country of the earth, wherever you look, North Korea, wherever, in no country of this earth, people are more born again than in Iran. It's interesting. I checked the biggest growing rate on born again Christians in this country is in Iran, on this planet, in Elam. The Lord is reigning there. People are born again. And from some real Iranian people who were born there and grew up, he said, 50 to 50,000 mosques had to close down. 75,000 mosques were closed down in Elam. Why? Because nobody goes there anymore. That's the same thing that happens to us with the churches, Catholic. Our children garden closed because the church building closes. But in Iran, the mosques are closing down. Thousands come to Christ. Isn't that wonderful? The throne of God has already started. And in the 1,000 years kingdom, will bring in the real that his throne will be there. What a glory that the Lord will get. I will set my throne in Elam. You know, the one who ruled there before, he's not there anymore. Supreme leader of Iran. He's called supreme leader, meaning the highest leader, the supreme. If you give yourself a name, you have to be careful. In this universe, there's only one supreme leader. Didn't the Lord say, don't call yourself like that? Leader? Highest, supremest key. One is your master, Christ. So it's dangerous if you say, I am the supreme leader here, and everybody comes to me and worships me. A person close to this supreme leader Khamenei, what do you think of if you in the morning drink your tea? If you stir, because he stirs his tea, and he said, and the destruction of Israel. I think about the destruction of Israel. Do you know why the wrath of God came? The fierce anger. I will set my throne in Elam, and it continues, and I will destroy from there. Maybe we should read, I will destroy there the king and the princess, says the Lord. King, he will destroy king, the supreme leader. But not only the king, it says also, and the princess, all the princes there. If you look at the war, what is happening today, what happened, the first day of the war, not on the second, not on the fifth, the first day of the war, the king and many of his high princes were destroyed. In the Sabbath day, they all went to one parliament building. They said, Israel is in Sabbath, so let us meet together and discuss. The boss, the minister of foreign affairs, the chef of the revolution guard, national security guard, the generals, and 40 elite functionaries of the government. They're all together there. And the rocket immediately hit that building and destroyed them all in 1 minute. And I will destroy from there the kings and the princes. Destroy is a strong word in the Bible. Make them to nothing, like dust, pulver. 30 seconds. And they were all destroyed in 30 seconds. Who did this? The Israeli army? That is the fury anger of God. He's on the throne. Of course, he uses man, but it is his work. He fulfilled this word. I will king. King is a singular, the king, yeah, but his princes, all these people, the boss of the marine, all of them were destroyed in 30 seconds. This is the anger of the Lord of hosts. It's like in the Old Testament, suddenly, bam, and they're all gone. This is what we see today. And then he continues, a wonderful word. But it shall come to pass in the latter days, in the last days, I will bring back the captivity from Elam. says the Lord. But in the last days, the other translation says, I will turn against the captivity of Elam. When is the last days? Now, not 100 years ago. This last days has to do with the completion of the age. And we live in this time. So what do we do? After he destroyed everything from this government, right? Then he will change the fortune. Some say the fortune, some say the captivity. New King James says the captivity. He will change the captivity of Elam. In German it says the fortune of. We have to see the Persian kingdom. Today the Persia has 90 million people. The last 70 years it was because of the enemies that were pressured. 1974. Yeah, 74 years they were pressured. Even before, but now with the Islamic Revolution took over, but it was got even worse and took away the Persian kingdom, and they were ruling with iron rod. They were scared. Today they are fed up of this Islamic government. It is against humanity, evil. And now after 47 years, the Lord wants to stop and save them out and change the ways. And interestingly, he does it by the 47th president after 47 years. Trump is number 47. Interesting. And as I said before, this terrorist government, they wanted to have death for Israel. And this happened before in the Bible. Can you remember where? In which book? A book people don't read so often. It's the book of Esther, Queen Esther. And the book of Esther is not playing in Israel, but where? In Elam, in Persia. The whole book from beginning to end is in Elam, in Persia. It speaks about the Persian king here. And remember what happened? First, God woke up Esther to be queen. But then there was a man whose name is Haman, however you call it. And what did he do? He had a day. He set a certain day where he wanted to, every single Jew in the province of Persia, he wanted to kill them. Not 10 days or 100 days. He made a date. At this day, I will destroy all the Jews. This day. Death to Israel, he desired. And then the Lord woke up Esther. And you know the story, how the Lord changed the whole situation. And what was the end of this? Mordechai was brought up and given honor. And the other party was completely destroyed. And the death he wanted to give the Jews, he himself tasted in the end. Isn't it like that in the book of Esther? So we have to see the word of God refills, happens again in this time. And he will change the things that happen. This government he will destroy. And the Persian people, he will turn. He will turn their captivity. They don't have to live under such an evil rulership. And these days we live in the last days. That's why we read so much about regime change. Why? Because it's written. The Lord will do it. There's an Iranian crown prince, Pahlavi. An Iranian. It's not a Muslim, actually. He's a Persian guy, and he lives in exile because they want to kill him. But from there, he's a crown prince from Persia, actually. From the monarchy of the Persians. And in the last months, he has connected to people in Iran, the Iranian people. And he said, I want to go back. I will go back. You're the crown prince? Would you go back? He says, I will go back. And to come to the normal people, not to those terrorist Muslim part, but to the normal people. They want to have him as a righteous king. And there are quite some that want him to come back and have a new government. Could you not come back and rule? And he confirmed. Not for me, but for my people. And he called all Iranians to protest. That's what you saw. A lot were protested against the government. But the government actually killed nearly like 50,000 people, official number. But the Lord will still fulfill his word. Pahlavi said, I wait for the right time. Then we will call everybody to stand up against this government. The wonderful is when they're speaking, he used the name of Cyrus. Cyrus is a meaning to us. We spoke a lot about Cyrus here. Cyrus was the first king for the Persian kingdom. He was the one who brought back the Jews to Jerusalem. You can read Ezra chapter 1. It says, I woke up his spirit and told him, bring my people back to Jerusalem. To do what? Holidays? To build the temple of the Lord. Yeah. And this King Cyrus was the first king in Persia. He actually opened this world kingdom. And when he turns the fortune of Elam, he will bring back. What will be the first thing that they will do after the Persian kingdom came? It was the building of the temple. That's the key. That's the important thing here. The story will report, like Cyrus back then, after his wars, you can read in Isaiah 44, 45, the end of 44, the beginning of 45, Kyrus says, temple, Be founded. Be founded. That's what Cyrus tells to the temple. So, if the fortune of Elam has turned to captivity, what will happen? Cyrus will tell, temple, be founded. Let me read what Pahlavi, I want to read one short sentence, January this year. Pahlavi, the Persian, 2 years ago I went to Israel to show that we, the descendants from Cyrus the Great, that's why he went to Israel. We are the descendants of Cyrus the Great, who 25 centuries ago helped the Jewish people to be free from their slavery and helped them to build the temple in Jerusalem. That's what Pahlavi told them 2 years ago in Israel. Do you remember the King Cyrus, he said? He freed you. We, my descendants, and I'm the crown prince. So my forefathers, they freed you from Babylon. And they brought you back to help you to build the temple. Remember that. That's his message to the Jews. So what should they do with Elam? 2 months later, Israel and starts to bomb the parliament building. Everything is being destroyed. The Lord knows the time when it should happen. But it would be interesting if they changed the name from Iran to Persia. Persia is a real name, not Iran. It's Persia. And anyways, Ezekiel chapter 38, he speaks about Gog and Magog. It also mentions the Iranians, but he doesn't say Elam. He doesn't say Iran. Anyways, not. He says the Persians. So, wouldn't wonder that if Elam changes, the name will be changed. Well, we'll see. The Lord will show all the things. But what we have to understand is today we're seeing that God's word is being fulfilled and we live in this time. The building of the temple is at hand. And we know what this means. You know what the building of the temple means. If the offerings start, then the last 7 years, may the Lord be faithful to us, that He will fulfill the word of Elam. We don't want to prophesy here, you know. We're reading what Jeremiah says. It's from Jeremiah. You can read yourself. Read the word yourself. Jeremiah 94. Isaiah 44, 45. Ezekiel 38. Together with Revelation. You can read a lot. I did that the last days. I read all these verses and read them and asked the Lord, what are you speaking about your people? The time is close. We have to prepare. We only have to prepare. Hallelujah. Let us have a short prayer and then a break. Short. There's a feast with the Jews for the book of Esther. Purim feast. Do you know when the destruction was of this? On the Purim feast. That's the timing. The man who wanted to kill the nation, he was dealt with on the Purim feast. So the word is repeating the fulfilling again and again. And this is a speaking of God. It happened on a Purim feast. This is a loud trumpet.